1480 KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them.
On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Holy cow, another week is already gone.
Looks like you got Old Smokey again.
I do. I don't smoke anymore, but I get to smell it every Thursday morning.
The inside of your arm.
I was fixing the axle on my boat. Remember that story?
Yes.
And the ratchet snapped, and it put, this is what happens. You get a big old bruise along the inside of your arm.
You know, that reminds, I was cranking up my camper, you know, those tall jacks that go up by the, and it's got one of those cranks that you, it goes over this knuckle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm spinning that dog like you wouldn't believe, and it flies off, hits me right in the middle of, right in the middle of my eyes.
Holy,
you couldn't have measured it, and it tore the skin off, but I just glued it up, but.
Is that what happened to you?
That's why I'm so
That must have happened quite a few years ago.
It did.
I've never seen it happen so many times.
It's still affecting, me like you wouldn't believe. Wow. Gosh, I was looking at the internet, and I see they had a Michigan State record muskie. Okay.
Really?
It's like 54. I didn't catch the weight, but it was 54 inches.
Be prepared.
Can you? I mean, what do you probably guess?
54 inches or 54 pounds?
Or 54 pounds. I didn't know the inches. That guy's holding on that thing, and it looked like it was about 5 foot long.
It's big.
It'd be.
Jeez, how'd you like to?
Probably 4.5 foot.
I know. How'd you like to get a hold of that one? What a jaws in that thing.
Can you imagine the snot that thing rocked all over the boat?
You'd have to throw your live well away. You'd have to bring your boat down to the pressure washer and clean it up.
Oh, be slick.
I tell you what, though, that's a lot
of stuff going around in the country.
Hey.
A lot of little fun things happening. League fishing on Monday night up at Bitter.
I just heard this.
Oh, did you? Yeah, well. You...
Great.
You're in league, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, this weekend you got a tournament up in Big Stone on Saturday.
Yes,
is that the Elite Series?
It is, and it's the last time I'm fishing Big Stone this year. Guaranteed. I've been up there a lot.
You take up residency?
I could. I'm going to buy a cabin.
Oh,
well, there's been a lot of little buzz going around. Number one, drain your boats or you're going to pull the drains or you're going to get a ticket. Lick it or tick it.
Well, isn't there area that you have to have the drain, the plug pulled from your boat until you get within a certain zone of the water?
Well, before you leave
a big sign, so it has to be done before the sign or a fish cleaning station if they have one.
Right. You just can't come rolling in with...
Let's talk to somebody that knows something
knows what they're doing?
About...
are you insinuating we don't?
Maybe we'll just talk to somebody who actually knows what they're talking about. He actually took a course on fisheries and wildlife. Brian Blackbelt, well, you with us?
Blind black belt?
Yeah,
black belt?
I'm here.
He's a black belt, third degree.
Third degree, but yeah. I'm kind of more of a tangerine belt myself.
good morning, Brian. You know, there's been a...
Morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Yeah, have you recovered from your fishing trip to Lake Erie yet from a couple months ago?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. Ready to go back.
Yeah, ready to go back. See what those big slabs look like, huh?
Oh.
He got caught up in a little weather when he was out there. I was following him on his Facebook post because I'm sure he had plenty of time to mess around out there and check things out.
Yep.
But they got caught in a little bit of weather and couldn't get out quite as much as they had hoped, huh, Brian?
No, we were out there a week, and I think we fished one day, basically.
Oh.
So it was a long trip.
Wow.
Yeah. Entertainment, though. But you saw enough pictures and you saw enough... enough to say I want to go back and check that baby out.
Yeah, it's an incredible fishery as far as big fish go, big walleye. Definitely want to get back there in the future.
Now, today, though, we've got Northeast South Dakota on our mind because I consider Brian probably as expert as they come in the fisheries and the biology of our lakes, and I had someone... There's been a little concern. I had someone bring it up to me yesterday, and it's like an orange woody flesh in some of the fillets. And who else to give the biological side of it and the effects of it, or whether it's something we should be aware of?
Yeah, what you're seeing is called sandy flesh. It's pretty common in walleyes across the, you know, the upper Midwest, wherever we have walleyes. Basically, it's what it is muscular dystrophy, similar to what we have as humans that have muscular dystrophy. It's in the walleyes. The scientific name is myofibrogranuloma, if you're interested in that.
I got that.
Holy moly.
I got that right back here in my lumbar area.
I couldn't even make that up.
I'm going to go with muscular dystrophy.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm just going to go MD.
And then just above the right thigh, you know, up in that gluteus maximus area, I get that every once in a while from my wife.
Oh, yeah, they call that a pain in the muscular dystrophy.
So, okay. Well, anyway, you know, basically there's never been any transference of that to humans, or it's, you know, it won't hurt you, but we don't recommend you eat those fish. Basically, just discard that fish. Gotcha. You could cut around that area, that orange brownish area, and eat the rest of the fillet, but typically we just tell people to discard the whole fish.
Hearing about it maybe a little bit more this year, any truth to that, or is that a myth?
You know, we've had it for as long as I can remember in this area. We tend to see it in lakes where we have faster-growing walleyes, and I'd say in about when they hit about 20 inches or so is when we typically start seeing it. The reservoirs have had it for a long time as well, so I don't think there's any, you know, increased occurrence of it. It's just probably just people are catching some, you know, more of these 20-inch fish this year.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I have a question for you. If we're going to talk a little bit about walleyes, you know, Bitter Lake has been on everybody's mind quite a bit, but I heard that the mercury levels are actually higher this year than they have been in the past. Is there any truth to that?
No, we haven't done any further mercury testing in the last year. So everything's pretty much where it was at the last warning we had, or just, you know, right at the one part per million in their flesh.
So, in other words, you're, you know, and no harm to anybody with that?
Well, it's the same advisory that we've had for quite a while on Bitter Lake. If you're going to eat fish from Bitter Lake, we recommend about 7 ounces a week if you're a normal, healthy male. If you're a female that wants to become pregnant or are pregnant, 7 ounces per month, or a child is all we would say, 7 ounces per month.
You know, we've talked about the health of bitter the last couple of years.
I can't even catch 7 ounces when I go fishing.
Hey, Randy's out there looking for a few 7 ounces. If anybody knows where to find those, give him a little fishing tip, would you? I mean, you could call us on the air and we could talk about it.
If anyone with donning a Schwann's truck is listening, stop by Randy's house. He needs
tilapia
fish.
Is on sale today.
Anyways.
I hear a couple real good reports of the fish starting to look a little healthier, the fish being finding some food. I know the bug hatch is just kind of getting over, so they've found some food lately, but might be heading for some healthiness in that body of water. Any reports of you, you know, just being there as an angler, Brian, or any biological reports?
You know, nothing. We haven't done our netting on. We don't do our netting on that one until the end of the year. It must be August, end of August, when we net it. But yeah, we have heard, you know, some reports of some people seeing some minnows in there that they could be eating, as well as, you know, like you said, there was a good bug hatch pretty much everywhere. So I'm thinking a lot of those smaller fish, they'll do well on bugs, but they do need that fish diet to really get growing. Hopefully we had some reproduction on, you know, whether it be perch, white bass, common carp, anything this spring, it'll hopefully get those fish moving. We did stock some gizzard shad into Bitter Lake this year, so hopefully they'll have some good reproduction as well, and that'll really get things moving.
Oh, that's first time I've heard that.
I haven't heard that either.
Yeah, that is, they're prolific spawners, so they'll last the summer. They'll be dead by this winter, but that'll...
Right. Yep, we don't anticipate them making it through a winter. Our winters are too harsh for them, but if they can get some good reproduction going and put out a lot of food this summer, it would definitely help fish get growing over there.
Yeah,
that's a good deal.
Yeah, that's good news. Okay, one last thing. I know you're not on the law enforcement side, Brian, but you probably have heard they're writing bunches of tickets and running them down on this the drain laws, which
mm-hmm.
Can't, you know, after what you see in Big Stone, you can't blame anyone for this happening, and they've had their fair warning that things were going to start to rock and roll. Anything that you hear from your law enforcement buddies on this?
You know, just that, you know, they are pulling people over, even going down the highway, if you got your plug in your boat. So you better make sure you follow that rule, pull your plugs. As soon as you leave the water, you better have that plug out.
What's the fine on that, just in case I forget?
You know, I'm not 100%
$500.
Sure on that, but I would say it's around $100. Yeah.
Oh. I got one better for you. Just don't ever put it in. I forget now to put it in when I put the boat in the water. I've done that 3 times. I back in, I just start taking off. I stop to go fishing, and both bilge pumps shoot water out the side. And, well, I got to go put the plug back in.
That's one way to save yourself some money.
Well, it cleans the inside of the boat, too.
Yeah. So, actually, you're only allowed to put the plug in within a certain parameter of the lake, right?
Right. When you're getting ready to launch is when you need to put it in. And there's signs that pretty much there should be at every boat ramp now. So when you're leaving, if you pass that sign, you better have your plug out at that point. And just put it in when if there's a line waiting to get in, you can put it in there. But right before you launch is when you can put your plug back in.
I get that. I have a question on this live well draining. Why is it illegal to not be able to drive your boat home to drain the water and clean your fish?
Well, you know, with zebra mussels, the hardest part to control them is when they're in their what they call the villager side, and that's the larval stage, and you basically can't see them with your naked eye. And so if we're going to move zebra mussels around, it's going to be in live well water. And so that's where we don't want. So we don't want that leaving the lake. It decreases that chance of moving if there are zebra mussels in the water, it decreases the chance of moving them to another water.
So the live well's got to be empty along with your boat.
Oh, well, see, that's the first time I've heard that. Thank you.
So the live well has to be drained as well.
Yes, sir.
Right. Everything's drained. There's not a single, no water in your boat unless it's tap water, you know, well water, or some kind of.
No minnows,
the whole shooting match then.
Right. Well, you can have water as long as you don't exchange water. But the water you get at a bait shop, you know, that should be clean water. And mm-hmm. if you don't exchange it with the lake water, you're fine.
I got into a spirited debate with a new game warden a few weeks ago at night, and I had a question about the draining of the live well. I wish he'd have told me that. That was a good answer.
He's a law enforcement guy. He's not the biologist.
Were you on the losing end of that argument, too?
Yes.
I'm glad you lost again. You should lose more often.
But I put up a heck of a fight.
So how about, okay, here's a scenario for you.
Did it cost you $500?
Not $500, no.
Here's a scenario for you, Brian. How about a boat, you know, your basic 16-foot, you know, you can actually see in the boat that there's no water because that there's, you know, it's just, you know, the basic floor of the boat, but the plug is in.
No, still have to have that plug out.
So it doesn't matter if there's no water in it or not. It could be sitting upside down on your trailer with the plug in and you could get a ticket.
Then it's not a boat anymore. It's a shelter.
You know, our guys in South Dakota are a little more.
Oh, I know. I'm just kind of curious.
They're not out looking for trouble. They're just going to get the word out and it needs to get.
It absolutely needs to get out.
Absolutely does because to protect our lakes.
My only concern was the fish going home. You know, there's no fish cleaning stations on anywhere in Northeast South Dakota to speak of.
Go ahead.
You know, that's the thing. People are going to, you know, eventually get used to taking ice with them. And if you're going to, you want to keep fish, especially in the summer, you're going to be putting those fish on ice.
Yeah, you are.
Because you're not going to have that water.
Yep, I get that. And you're going to have to get by a Yeti cooler when it's 100 degrees, too, to get them.
Yep.
The easiest thing is, to me, is now, basically, unless you're fishing a tournament, you got to put your, you know, don't even use your live well.
Right. I fished a couple of them last year. We couldn't.
It's a good idea there.
Just
don't
even use like a plug.
Brian's trying to get a word in here.
You know.
No, that's fine. I just said that's a good option if you're.
That's the quickest I've ever seen him shut up.
We're laughing with Randy, not at him. He's good now, though. He's going to have a little sip of his Coke with no ice.
No, I'm just waiting to get back at you.
Oh, no, Randy, I'm laughing at you.
Oh, he's thinking of a strategy here to throw on right back on the other side of the studio here.
No, I mean, you're better off not even using your light bulb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, plug it up and...
Plug it up and throw some ice in there.
Well, but if you're going to plug it up, plug it from the inside so there's no plug on the back of it, because that would look like it's plugged.
Oh, now that's a good idea.
See, yeah, there you go.
You didn't hear that here.
No, you can't. Don't be plugging a live well. All plugs must be removed.
All plugs.
Yep. No.
Even that one that's in there when you're bent over.
The problem that I hate is that when I get there, I always pull my spark plugs out. And I have a hell of a time with my motor after that.
Do you really?
I said all plugs got to come out of the boat, so I pulled the spark plug out.
Somebody should unplug you.
Okay, I'm done. You go ahead, guys.
He's got to get back to his waffle calibration business.
How's it doing?
All right. Well, thanks, Brian, a ton for tuning in here. We really appreciate it. Thanks a ton.
I appreciate it, Brian. Thanks for the clarification on the live wall.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, that was good of him to chime in here for us amateurs to.
I almost feel terrible for the article that's coming out in the paper again today.
What'd you write about?
Well, I talked about that a little bit, and I'm still not real happy about the live wells, not with taking the fish home, especially in this part of the state. But I've never heard anything about zebra mussels before, and that's why the one I pulled there.
Yeah, and these zebra mussels are
the nice young fresh game warden I talked to, who was just new. At 9:30 at night, I said, "Well, I can't leave the water, and I'm just going home to clean my fish." "Well, how do I know you're going home?" "Well, it's 9:30 at night, and I have my limit of fish." And I said, "So that's three good reasons why I said I'm going home." And he said, "A good sportsman brings ice along to ice's catch," and that kind of boiled my blood.
Well, he'll learn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he was a good guy. By the time we got done,
he'll learn what to say and what not to say to stay out of the trouble.
Yeah. And pretty soon his boss came by, and we were all good then. Then we were laughing.
who was the boss?
I don't know who it was.
I'm just still trying to figure out when you got to pull the plug and when you don't.
There's big signs. One thing, it's nice now on these lakes, there's big signs as you leave. This is a...
Yeah.
You have to have a plug here.
I mean, obviously, you're right, Lynn. They're not out to, you know, to be a, you know... But we're a predator for them to go out and make some money. But, you know, I'm so used to never pulling the plug on the boat.
Me too.
That I can't tell you the last time the plug's been pulled, really.
Well, I pull mine all the time now, but now I forget to put it back in, which is a real problem.
You just got to kind of work into that habit, because so many times you just take off and you go.
They're selling the nuts off these plugs that auto drain on them.
Yes. That's what I have in my live wells, but I don't have one for the boat.
Yeah, I don't know if they want $100 for them, or if they want $5 for them, or what they want. But
how does that work as an auto drain?
It's like
as soon as you put your boat in the water, it has like a slide in it, you know, like a
check valve.
There you go.
Oh, and it shuts. It just feels pressure.
Feels pressure, and boom.
Okay.
Locks it up. So.
And then when you leave, it pops back open.
Yeah, you know, like a little, I suppose like a plastic ball or something in there, a check valve type of ball.
That's what the guy should have invented if they knew that, you know, it's
At $5 a piece, I don't know, $10?
I don't know what they are.
Probably worth it, though.
Yeah, I know. We should have a few with us, but.
Absolutely.
I don't know if they're making them for a ranger boat yet, because those skinny little
mine's
plugs.
Way up underneath there, too.
I know.
That's half the battle, is you got to get your fat body underneath there just to undo the plug.
No, you don't. Just don't put it in. Them boats are not going to sink.
You know, they won't sink. You're right. No, you might be fishing with water up to your knees, but that's no problem.
No.
Actually, the bilge has kept up in our boat. It's tough to get it out of the hole with an extra 50 gallons of water in it.
It is tough. You should try it with a hole in the front of it.
Yeah, that'll work good.
It'll do it every time.
Yep. I did that for a long time, but you know it won't sink then either. Them bilge pumps just pump away.
So what's Lynn got going on this weekend? Yeah.
Mr. Jurens needs to get his daughter to swim practice, because there is a swim meet in Watertown this weekend.
Really?
So
you fishing any tournaments this weekend anywhere?
Huh? No, not just.
Did you go fishing last weekend?
Swim meet. Let's see. Yeah, we went out to the river.
Promising
Lake Oahe.
Good.
There's some promise.
Yeah,
very. That's going to be a busy place this year.
You didn't stay at Al's or anything, did you?
I stayed at the Whitlocks.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Did you get into any of them crappies?
We were not down at Al's Oasis. No, that would have gotten a little hot.
Yeah.
It's a long ways to drive to get back on Oahu, too.
You know, I don't know my way around there very good at all. I'm going out there this weekend totally lost.
Well, you'll come home lost, too. That's all
right. I'll fit right in there.
You're going to Promise, South Dakota, huh?
I guess that's where...
White Horse, the Promise, somewhere in there.
White Horse and Promise and catch a catfish and shoot a prairie dog.
You know, somebody told me that there's a river that's really good for catfishing. Tim was telling me, Tim Gilmore, that the catfishing's real good around there somewhere.
Yeah, Oahu.
Yeah, look for a good old muddy mud line and get right in that mud line. Those catfish just love
back
to come in there.
Back of any bay and throw some stink bait in. They actually get up on their tails and run to you. It's a long way. Yeah, they're crazy out there.
Oh.
Did you get any of them crappie out there, Lynn?
Didn't get far enough back the Marotta to get to them, but I
didn't either.
We were hankering to get there.
I didn't either, but if anyone's out there fishing them and you're full of walleye and you want to keep fishing, go after them crappie. I know a lot of guys starting to do that.
They are absolutely.
Slaps. Yeah.
They are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know how to clean them. A lot of people don't have any interest in that part of it.
They're simple.
I love.
Yeah, it is for me because I grew up, my grandpa, we did a lot of crappie.
I love crappie,
fishing.
Especially in the spring of the year, even in the winter. I guess I don't know if they're like a perch get in the summer. They get a little, I don't know if they get wormy or not in the summer. But
not out there, they won't. That water's plenty cold.
Doing really, they do, they're really good. And Lynn's taking off. See you later, Lynn. But,
all right.
So how's things going over in Big Stone? I know you're fishing the tournament this weekend.
I'm
going
to stay a little tight-lipped, but I can be completely honest in saying not good.
How are you sitting? Is that the first one for the Elite Series?
No, it's the third. We did really good the first one. We tanked it on the second, so we're going to have to throw that one out and start over.
What do you got after Big Stone then?
Bitter, then Oahu, and then dry.
Oh, so you got a little bit ahead of you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I tell you, this is the first time we've actually kind of almost run out of time, Randy Grimes.